Hello there, podcasters. It's Hugh Edwards here with Brexit's Best. There's an oxymoron, but that's the trend nowadays because since the last episode of Callan's Kicks, there's been a change of British Prime Minister, and he's a cross between an ox and a moron. Yes, Boris Johnson looks like a shaved yeti peeking out of a pile of crumpled suits on the floor of a charity shop. But anyway, we're trying to cheer you up by reminding you of how deep this chaos went in the 3 years to now. We had Theresa May Bott, a woman who looked like she'd been printed out when the ink cartridge was low in colour toner, and Jeremy Corbyn, a crumpled betting slip taken human form. Here, anyway, are the best bits of Brexit on Callan's Kicks before the new season begins on October 4th. We start the story way back in early 2017, when Irish people may have been tricked into thinking that everything was going to work out fine simply because of the soothing sounds of a plummy English accent.
Cedric Ponsonby-Smith at the UK Foreign Office joins us now. How worried should Ireland be, Cedric?
Well, the most important thing to remember, Sean, is that absolutely everything is going to be completely fine.
Wait, how could anything be possibly...
When one speaks in a British middle-class accent, people like me really sound as though we know what we're talking about.
Yes, well, you do convey a tone of authority.
It reassures with a slight hint of intimidation without ever losing its over tones of utter reasonableness.
Yes.
I mean, take the more European sort of Eurovision accent of Donald Tusk, if you will.
The EU Council President, yes.
Whereas I sound very Love Actually, he sounds like a villain in a movie who's just kidnapped your daughter.
Yeah, I see what you mean now. The Europeans are just so cold, while you Brits sound like the sort of nice people in radio interviews who talk about the book they've written about their posh ancestors.
Well, as I say in the book, in that sort of dismissive, chuckling manner, don't mind about anything, Era, because we're here to mind you.
It really is a most reassuring accent. Boris Johnson is also on the line.
Wow. Yes, bloody bloobers, tempers, fugit, feed out the suit, cracky monkeys, bulla.
Well, that isn't reassuring at all. I mean, maybe we should be worried about this Brexit.
No, don't forget Boris was a mistake. He was only ever meant to be a print journalist.
Oh, yes.
Listen to my voice, Sean.
Yeah.
Everything is going to be totally fine.
This is Britain, Great Britain, and it truly is great. From Land's End to John O'Groats, from the Essex Estuary to the Mersey slums, Britain is a proud country where everyone, rich or poor, man or woman, black or normal, can feel proud of being part of the world's favourite country. Well done, Britain.
This blessed plot, this earth, this realm...
Britain stood alone and unaided against Germany in two world wars and one World Cup. We prevailed at Jutland, at Dunkirk, and in the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest. Well done, Britain.
One has most enjoyed 65 years on the throne.
It's about time someone flushed the bloody thing.
Today, Britain proudly embarks on the most exciting and final chapter of this long history. Today, we begin to free ourselves from the tyranny of the cruel and barbaric European Union. We do this not for pride or to line our pockets. No, we are British, and we do this for the noble and simple reason that we do everything because the Tories told us so. As the great Winston Churchill said,
I think that the government are right and proper to apply to join the European Economic Community.
Wait a minute, he said that? What a bloody socialist! We will at last promote free trade by leaving the world's biggest and richest free trade area and turning to our great empire to trade with. our empire, now consisting of the Isle of Man, the Falklands, and a rock beside Spain filled with monkeys, chip shops, and racists. And don't worry about Brexit negotiations. Our crack team of diplomats will tell Johnny Foreigner exactly what to do.
Mr. Secretary Johnson!
Well, yes, indeed. It is us versus the Pickaninnies. Bob chicka wawa, wah, wah.
Alone, we won two world wars. Alone, we invented everything. And alone, we won the only World Cup ever played in England. Well done, Britain. We truly have a great future behind us.
Terms and conditions apply. NHS funding may fall as well as rise. Unemployment may rise as well as fall, and no one has a clue what's going to happen. The events and characters depicted in patriotic portrayals of British history are fictitious, and any similarity to real life is entirely coincidental. The Brexit campaign is registered in the Cayman Islands. Well Done Britain is a trademark of Rupert Murdoch, an Australian who's now an American citizen. Go figure.
Well done, Britain.
Sup, guys? It's Tish Leo here. Of course, Brexit has been going on so long. I was a young, hot man in my 30s when it started. In fact, I wasn't even the ledgebag Tish I am today when the talks began. My predecessor, some old dude from the turf muncher extremes of Ireland, was the boss back then. And the way he handled Brexit was like so totes uncool. Anyway, here he was at the EU summit in Malta with Ringer, back in 2017.
I've Donald Tusk to the left of me, Donald Trump to the right.
Juan.
Yet here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
What are you going to do about the border at all?
Well, I'll be keeping a watching brief on the situation.
Right, so you're not going to do anything then at all?
I wouldn't put it like that. I'm monitoring developments in a whispery voice, closely, from afar. A silent watcher,
Jedi.
Like Batman, but with the underwear inside my pants.
And what about the guards? What are you going to do about them? Because people are buck-leppin' mad over it.
Again,
yeah.
Low, whispery voice.
All right.
Putting a watching brief, monitoring developments.
So you're doing nothing about that either, then?
These are complex issues, Ringer.
Ah.
We're talking about serious situations that demand intensive negotiations.
Right.
Months and months and months of them. As you know, I've extensive experience of conducting tricky negotiations.
Yeah, you negotiated a situation where we do whatever Germany tells us, and then you negotiated one where we do whatever Micheál Martin tells us. Oh, you're the lord of the deals.
Well, it's not as simple as that, Ringer.
No?
I have to consider the future.
Speaking of futures, caretaker boss, any sign at all, huh?
Any sign of what, Ringer?
Well, we've had the Brexit. Now it's for Enda's exit.
What?
For Enda. When will you be triggering your Brenda?
Well, as you know, the Brexit is a 2-year process. At least. Though many think it will take 10 years.
So you think the Brenda is going to take just as long, do you?
Well, I've important issues to fix. Power sharing in the Northern Stormont, Tommy Gorman thing.
Northern Ireland.
Up there, yeah. The Pope's visit.
Oh.
Pamela Anderson's visit. Global Mormons. And announcing dozens of jobs spread over dozens of years. Because no one ever checks back to see if the jobs ever happened, you see. And there's... Where are you off to, Ringer?
I'm going back to the pool. I met a man with 2 pina coladas in his hand.
Oh.
And they had our names on them.
Shimon! The totally tropical taste.
Yew.
Wait for me. Last one in's a Brit.
Welcome back. Now a reminder of when former Tory leader Michael Howard actually suggested going to war with Spain over Gibraltar. And to think those were the innocent salad days of 2.5 years ago.
You know, 35 years ago, we had a woman in number 10 and she went to war with some people who spoke Spanish. Today, we have a woman in number 10. So based on what I know of women, we're going to have another war.
So as we leave a community set up after the Second World War to prevent war, we immediately threaten war over a rock filled with monkeys and gamblers. Well done, Britain.
Oh, and Queen Elizabeth I, she was a woman and she had a war with Spain as well. Women just can't get enough of war. They love it.
Meanwhile, Nigel Farage had a skinful and decided he wanted to be on the telly. And this is the BBC, so we're going to let him.
No, I'm not having that. The Prime Minister needs to look the Spanish in the face and say, Oi, Dago, egg and chips. I said egg and chips. None of your bloody foreign muck.
The Spanish Prime Minister, speaking from Madrid, where I'd like to be right now, said he wasn't frightened by the half-dozen white-haired old men threatening war with one of the most powerful political and military powers on Earth. A spokesman for Theresa May said the Prime Minister is committed to peace and has no time for war because she's too busy selling British cluster bombs to the Saudis so they can massacre Yemeni schoolchildren. This is Hugh Edwards, physically in London, but mentally in a tent at Aintree having a PIMS. Good evening.
It was the month of May, and Prime Minister Theresa Maybot, hoping to win a majority in the Commons, called a snap election. She wasn't the brightest, because her mainframe had never been updated from Windows 95. In Northern Ireland, Tommy Gorman's patch, news of yet another election did not go down well with the plain people. I spoke to them.
Tell you the truth, just can't believe it. One minute I'm thinking about, like, what packet of crisps should I get? A peck of onion flavour there, or Worcester sauce? And next minute I have to exercise my democratic right to vote again? I mean, was it for this that Phil Coulter fought and died?
I have had to vote 6 times in 3 years. You know, like, it takes a lot of effort. Can we not just go back to the troubles?
I also asked part-time hairdresser and Sinn Féin leader Michelle O'Neill what she thought of Theresa May's manoeuvre.
Theresa May has shown a blanket disregard
for the people of...
Blatant disregard.
Sorry. Who's that speaking there, Michelle O'Neill?
Nobody.
What?
I was just saying that the nationalist community has been struggling to establish paucity of esteem and...
Parity of esteem.
Anyway, Chuck Earlaw, short back inside.
Why is Gerry Adams crouching behind...
Shite. Oh no, we're rumbled. Make like a banana and split. What was back?
I also spoke to the leader of the Alliance Party before remembering no one in the South cares. So I talked to unionist cliché Sammy Wilson instead.
Sinn Féin IRA murder gangs have no place in Westminster. The Papist Free State is a disgrace. Ulster says no. I am proud to support Margaret Thatcher for the Prime Minister.
She's actually dead, Sammy.
Fenian lies!
And there you have it. Tribal fears, endless complaining, and a tiny province with 20 accents but no economy. Tommy Gorman, RT News, miserable.
We now go live to the British Conservative Party conference, where the Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is about to speak.
My dear, pretty ladies and gentlemen, to those who say that the Tories are divided, I say hellfire and balderdash. No cabinet is behind Theresa May, whether she likes it or not. And we wish for her to stay as Prime Minister not just for 1 week or for 2 weeks, but right until the end of October. As Foreign Secretary, I have been forced to go abroad. And let me tell you, abroad is a terrible, terrible place. Britain is best. I believe in a Britain without Brussels. A Britain where bananas are bent and yellow and people are straight and white. A Britain that takes treasure from the Empire. Blah, blah, blah. But not immigrants, unless by force, in order to light the gas lights and some such. A Britain that has a close relationship with Ireland because we own it. A Britain where power is taken from EU bureaucrats and handed back to where it belongs. Borisocrats. That is to say, a handful of toffs from the right schools, a.k.a. Maximus Tuaticus. Foie foie! Of course it is true that we will be poorer and there will be more unemployment and the British pound will be worth less than a Piccadilly's peso. But Britain will be all right, because Britain will be all white. And when historians of the future look back on the Britain of today, the Britain of Boris, they will say one thing, crikey. And they will mean, crikey. Foie foie, blah 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 blah. And now, I shall put my pants back on. Ya ya ya. Blah blah blah. Wah wah wah.
Now to December 2017, and the backstop was born. Theresa May emerged from an all-nighter in Brussels looking shell-shocked. It wasn't that she was tired, that's just how she's looked ever since her snap election meant she had to rely on the DUP. Meanwhile, those dinosaur deniers were centre stage, rejecting the Northern Ireland backstop, which meant it had to be extended UK-wide. Just hours after losing his Thornister Francis Fitzgerald, Leo Varadkar was totes excited about the distraction, and he held a press conference to clap himself on the back.
Well, I'm totes satisfied with our amazeballs agreement. There will be no hard border, but it's going to be really hard not to look smug. So I will now try my best not to appear too happy that we just knocked 7 shades out of the DUP. In fact, I'd like to thank them and the Tories for making the Irish government appear momentarily competent despite a housing crisis, Garda scandals, people dying in the streets, so on. And I want to assure them that we're not looking for United Ireland. And to demonstrate how serious I am, I'm going to speak Irish like a boss. Put that on your pipe, agus caitheamh tobac, Arlene. Oh, agus gay cock a millish, Ledahull. Gall. That's Gaira out loud, by the way. Oh, God, why didn't I have an election?
To say, this enormous climb down and resounding defeat is the biggest DUP victory in history. We burned out quicker than cash for ash. And we're delighted we are now going to leave the EU by continuing to fully align with as many of their laws as possible and retaining EU citizenship for everyone in Northern Ireland while losing all say in how the EU is actually run. Not that that matters, we can't even run Northern Ireland. Notice how when I say the Ireland bit, it sounds like I'm getting sick because I am Northern Ireland.
So finally, I will henceforth be known as Doctor Without Borders, lol socks. I will now take questions in ascending order of journalistic fawning over my greatness. So Stephen Collins, you'll have to wait till the end, my little super fan.
It has been another monumentally momentous day of historical history in Northern Ireland. The breakthrough came when the DUP met on Tuesday night over several plates of sausage rolls. And the look on those sausage roll faces said it all.
Now, we've come to an agreement with our close friends and brothers in the Conservative and Unionist Party.
Yeah.
I have negotiated an agreement to ensure peace and prosperity in Northern Ireland.
Brilliant.
To continued regulatory alignment with the South.
Are we serious?
Hold on a second.
Ulster still says no.
I give it a rest, Ian. That slogan's been around 40 years.
But we are the DUP. We pride ourselves on never changing.
Regulatory alignment. You know what this means.
Exactly. Free trade and economic prosperity, Nigel.
Simply wrong. This is a Sinn Féin, IRA, SDLP, IRFU, or an ally trap.
Sorry, what?
Arlene, Big Nigel is right, so he is.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
What? That's a customs agreement with the Dublin Blackguards and a border between us and the rest of the glorious Union.
Oh my God, I never knew.
This is the first we've heard of this papist deal.
And I'm sure the Dublin Parliament has stopped us from saying this.
Well, to be fair, we did have a version on the table for months now. Oh.
The table? We're proud orange men.
Yeah, but Ian, I...
Faces like boiled hams, bellies like lamb-baked drums with polyester shirts stretched over them. I haven't been able to see anything on a table since the Drumcree riots?
The very notion that we'd be treated better than the rest of the UK is a disgrace.
The idea that part of a country be separated from another part goes against all unionist values.
I have to ask, Arlene, are you the right person to lead this party?
Excuse me?
That you would for a moment put the welfare of the people of Ulster above the petty squabbles of unionism is deeply worrying.
Nigel, I am outraged at your insinuation. What? I personally guarantee that I will defend to the death unionism, even if it costs jobs, homes, and peace.
Fair enough.
We must be governed by the same laws as the rest of Great Britain.
Except for gay marriage, abortion, and other things we don't like.
Exactly.
We refuse any deal that would give us any special status whatsoever.
Even if we have to bring down this Tory government.
Uh-huh. Although that would just bring in Jeremy Corbyn.
We shall threaten to bring down this government unless we get a tiny change so we can claim victory.
Yes, we will do what we do best. Threaten to grind everything to a halt, but then completely cave in.
Aye.
And then in 2 years' time, when things don't work out the way we want, we'll just claim we were betrayed by the Dublin Parliament.
That's the DUP way.
Maybe then the Conservative and Unionist Party will give us the one thing we really want.
The destruction of Sinn Féin IRA?
No, Ian, no.
A moat between ourselves and the South?
No.
Internment of anyone who compares me to Daniel O'Donnell?
No. Lordships and baronies for all DUP MP.
Hello there, and a very good podcast to you. Now, you needn't be reminded that the backstop then became the biggest issue of Brexit. By March 2018, the time of the beast from the east, remember that that terrible snowstorm. Anyway, a leaked letter then showed Boris Johnson was in favour of a hard border. He spoke to reporters while out playing in the snow like a befuddled child with chipsticks
for braids.
Yes, yes, yes. Wah, wah, wah. Brr. A border does not have to mean a border per se. It can be seamless, like travelling between London boroughs or in a gentleman's club, where a chap can walk direct from the room with the brandy and the cigars and so on to the room where the Turkish ladies take cash. Even the footman turns a blind eye. No hindrance whatsoever. So long as someone is paying for it somewhere, it's all quavers. Wah, wah, wah.
But surely a border is still a border, Mr. Secretary.
No, 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 my pretty inquisitor. What are you doing tonight? No, 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 no. No, I'll explain. Look at my happy little snowman that I've built over here. Wonderful fellow. Let's say the head here is Northern Ireland. The carrot is Stormont. You can use the stick if you prefer. This natty scarf he's wearing is the border. See how soft and cuddly it is. We just need to tighten the border ever so slightly, like so. Ooh, ooh, oh,
his head's falling off, Mr. Secretary.
Well, decapitation was not in the plan. That's the EU's fault. A snow chap's head has just been cut off. It wasn't me. It is European, because cutting off heads is a French thing. The guillotine and all that. That's what the European Union will do. That's what we're getting rid of when we go for Brexit. Yeah, 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 yeah. Quavers.
That was Boris Johnson there, the Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs, and Piggy from Lord of the Flies, if he survived the island.
Well, Denny McGrorty here at McGrorty's Border Stores, hey, inviting you all to come down for the best border backstop value in town, hey. Whether you think a backstop is an abstract concept or an actual thing, we'll sell it to you at a price no one can beat, hey. We got backstops in all shapes and sizes. A backstop to bait the band. A backstop to bait your friends. A backstop to stop your back. A backstop to the backstop. Whatever the japers that is. All with free delivery within a 10-mile radius of the border. And don't forget our other great deals on green diesel. Cheap drink that's as strong as Sterling is weak. Big Tom Miraculous Medals. And 20 years of peaceful coexistence. And remember, next year if we run out of backstops, McGrorty's Border Stores, hey, will have a special back to the bad old days sale, including roadblocks, checkpoints, nervous young lads with M16s asking what your business is in Newry, beef smuggling, and a return to completely avoidable political violence that could tear the whole area apart, hey. That's McGrorty's Border Stores, as seen on Dundeal.ie and Crime Stoppers UK, serving all your backstop needs since 72. And new for 2019, all deliveries will come free with a 5-minute warning and a recognised code word. Hey.
Welcome to the News at 10. It's the same news every week, like Groundhog Day, except there's no happy ending. I'm Hugh Edwards. Good evening. Well, the DUP can't run Stormont, but they're running the United Kingdom, and the people who campaigned for Brexit as the land of milk and honey are now warning of food shortages and planes falling out of the sky. If God is listening, this reality is broken, so please turn it on and off again. The DUP met Michel Barnier this week, claiming it was part of Brexit negotiations. Arlene Foster had this to say.
Our aims in these intensive and absolutely not made up negotiations were to have the EU accept the core beliefs of the DUP. That dinosaurs never existed, climate change isn't real, and give my head peace was far funnier than Derry Girls. The Ulster people voted against Brexit and for the Good Friday Agreement, and we will do our democratic duty of completely ignoring that, even if it means making our constituents so mad they vote to join the Republic. That's unionism. Now, let's go have some good Christian cake made by heterosexual people who've never interfered with themselves.
Finally, Nigel Farage, who apparently still exists, had this to say.
No, let me be clear. Millions of good average, ciggy-smoking, pints-willing, occasionally wet themselves when they've had one too many men of Britain. And women, they've the vote now, you know. Millions of good honest Brits are being betrayed by a government who continues to blah blah, etc, etc. Listen, can you guys just fill in the rest of the quotes yourselves? I've got to go. I've been invited onto some paddy talk show called The Late Late, even though I spend my days complaining about immigrants, the Micks are paying me to slag them off. Ha ha ha!
So there you have it. 10 other weeks so shambolic you wish Napoleon had managed to invade this once green and pleasant land. But at least it's the weekend, so try to enjoy it, because the way things are going after Brexit, we'll all have to work 7 days a week in the cotton mills to make ends meet. This is Hugh Edwards, seeing if I can get a French passport. BBC News.
Good morning and hello again. Of course, Brexit was the glue that held Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil's conference and supply agreement together. Leo and Micheál Martin held top-secret talks in mid-2018 to agree, not to agree, to an election.
Ah, Deputy Martin, glad you could make it.
You do not welcome me here, Taoiseach. This is a neutral venue for the talks.
Good. I intend to start our yoga session in the neutral position.
I shall start the music.
You certainly will.
You start that now. We have to extend the
deal till 2020?
The quadriceps and the patella to align the chakra.
Oh, I know all about stretching. We've stretched ourselves by a lowry to keep the whole chakra together. Oh. I don't know how the government is actually held on. Dried gravy and saliva by the looks of the Independent Alliance.
That's the sort of stability we must maintain during the Brexit crisis and avoid an election.
Lol. Speaking of which, let's wrap this up quick. I have a dinner with world leaders to attend. I'm sure you have a sheep shed or something to open.
How dare you? My next public engagement has nothing to do with sheep, unless they sell feta at that particular stall in the English market.
They'll probably have to close that after Brexit, and it will be bombed.
What?
Sorry, I'm just so used to Brexit scaremongering lately. That just came naturally. Oh. You know, everyone is scared, like you, of an election.
I'm not afraid of an
Lol, Kano.
Damn it.
I mean, come on. After all our scandals, what's it going to take to make you call an election? Give you 10 percentage points?
Stop it now. You'll be very careful what you wish for now, Leo.
A Love Island body?
No. If there was an election, and if you were to win, for example.
My very own mandate at last. Thatcher would be so proud.
People might actually expect results.
What?
They might expect you to actually deliver.
Oh, God.
You see?
Oh, my, I hadn't thought of that. Oh, God.
Sooner or later, Pascal will start looking for a way to, you know.
His would be the most adorable heave ever. Death by a thousand dimples.
Precisely. So what we must do is to do nothing, but it is best if we do nothing together.
My God, you're nearly as desperate as I am.
Nah, come on. We're both having nightmares about asking Mary Lou out for a dance at a Wolf Tones concert.
I think I'm going to be sick, but in a totes democratic and in the national interest sort of way. Hashtag second term Taoiseach.
So let's just carry on before and use the distractions we have.
But there's only another week left in Peter Casey, if even.
There's always another Peter Casey around every dark corner.
True. Still, I can't believe his disgraceful comments.
Oh, appalling to so publicly steal unspoken Fianna Fáil.
And Fine Gael.
Party policy for the last
80 years.
Going forward.
Hashtag.
And so 2018 ended just as it had begun. The never-ending Brexit nightmare was sounding more and more like an impending apocalypse, but without the budget to add CGI effects to at least make it entertaining.
Mayday. Mayday, mayday. This is Hugh Edwards from the BBC. If anyone can hear this broadcast, please send help. It's October 2020, possibly November. We can't be sure because the calendars were manufactured abroad, and like all foreign things, they were burnt when the nation celebrated its hard Brexit. By the way, if the generator holds out, this will be our first broadcast for some time. Brace yourself for the headlines. Prime Minister Jacob Rees-Mogg has today rubbish suggestions that starvation is widespread across the remains of the United Kingdom.
It's just absolute tosh. Any loyal Briton who prepared for Brexit properly by finding a wife to spawn white Anglo-Saxon children with is now doing fine. I have six children, sorry, had six. We're down to three now, but their flesh will see us comfortably through the winter.
Meanwhile, King Charles has emerged from the fortified grounds of Buckingham Palace in a tank for the first time in over a year, flanked by his heavily armed wife, Camilla Parker Bowles, to reassure people laying siege to the palace.
My subjects, all is well. I knew many of you were worried when Mummy abdicated and absconded to Cork with that fishmonger from the English market. But it's all going to be all right. The last time I lost a woman, it was to Dodi Al-Fayed. But this time, it's to a fellow who likes his cod to be fried. See? One still has one's sense of humour. Oh, just let them have it, Camilla. Yes! That's it! Put them out of their misery!
Meanwhile, Nigel Farage has defended Brexit from the villa he's just bought in Spain.
No, no, no. The ordinary working man is sick and tired of hearing how badly Brexit went. Yes, there's no electricity anymore. Yes, there's some looting, but it's good, honest British looting. And a bit of starvation, like Dickens always wanted. But the important thing is that my pension, from being a member of the European Parliament, bought me this house in Torremolinos. What could be more British than that? Like brown sauce. Remember that?
Elsewhere, from an underground military bunker in Westminster, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Boris Johnson, opened his mouth and made these sounds.
The country's finances are in great shape. Our new currency, the Blue Passport, continues to skyrocket in value. One can now purchase a whole tin of beans for just 73 and a half passports. That's if you can find a tin of beans on your morning looting, that is. I did hear something about a Sainsbury's in Whitechapel that hasn't been burned to the ground yet, but that might not be true. But all is not well. The tinder machine stopped working in March. I'm desperate, please help. I have 10,000 blue passports here for anyone who can bring me a woman who isn't riddled with scurvy. Quavers!
Lastly, there was one winner of this week's lottery. They will be executed at dawn next Monday. The lucky sod. This is Hugh Edwards for the remains of BBC News. If you're hearing this broadcast, do turn back now. There's nothing for you here.